Pacifico. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, Phil Hendry, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw.
And right now, on the pitch in Brazil is the America Cup or whatever the Christ...
It's the World Cup. It is Germany and the United States. The game is just underway. So, as I said to our pre-show listeners, to our BSP listeners, I don't really know how much of this goddamned show we're going to do.
And I really would like the language. I understand that when you're watching a sporting event, the language goes south.
Yeah, you understand, Ms. Gray. The language going to go south on everything like that.
Yeah, I tell you what, Bud, I'll speak to the people that speak English, and you talk to yourself. How does that feel?
Yeah. This is Slayer kicking things off south of heaven, which is exactly where we may wind up after this game. I made the prediction, and I will go ahead and make it now, because a lot of you will be listening on a podcast, so you'll hear me make either an ass out of myself or be exactly correct. But I predict we will lose, and we'll lose big. I think the Germans will intimidate us. We're on the attack right now, but who knows? Right now, the Germans have come out to meet our paltry attack. Now, we're trying to get somebody inside. We got someone in the box, but the Germans drop back very, very well. So, you know.
But what are you going to do? You got to do a play-by-play on this piece of shit? Excuse my language, but I'd rather have a show, because the Americans listen to the radio and to the podcast. And this, as you said, it's going to be an ass-kicking.
Why can't we watch and see what happens? I want America to win. In the spirit of... excuse me, hold on for a minute, because I see you all looking at me.
Yeah, you're going to be against the peace and everything.
What did you... Bud, please, save me from a homicide. Oh, shit.
All right, Margaret. Yes, I believe in international peace and brotherhood and goodness, and there's nothing wrong with wanting that and also wanting to see your team win. However, in my opinion, the United States will get its ass handed to it. Now, here we are on the attack again, and I don't know whether this is going to tire out the Krauts having to drop back, and excuse me for saying Kraut.
Well, you say, what's wrong with saying Kraut?
I don't want to use that term. I don't know whether the Germans... Now, here we have some kind of a penalty. Somebody did something wrong. Someone upset someone. Mueller. There's Mueller, huh?
Yes, Mueller. What about it?
That's a German name.
Yeah, you'd say, there goes Mueller.
Wait a minute, man. Who's in white? Oh, the Americans are in white. The Germans... Oh, God.
Jesus, Henry, you can't do it. You don't even know who the players are. Holy shit.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, the Americans are in white, and the Germans are in the dark, and it was the Germans that were attacking. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, this is the way we were in that Portugal game, you know.
So what's the ruling? Are you going to do commentary on the game, or are you going to do a show?
I'm going to do what I do, Margaret, okay?
Excuse me for breathing.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, Mr. Henry, do that.
Well, Mr. Henry, you got Jeff Dowder, and you also have Coach Vernon Doja down there in Brazil right now. And they'll probably be as good of people as any to talk about what's going on in the game right now.
What did you just say?
You know what I said.
I know what he said. He's talking about Coach Dozier and Jeff Dowder. They're in the carnival tent down there in Brazil right now, which is just off of the stadium where the World Cup is taking place. Jeff, how's it look?
Right now we're looking at the same thing you guys are looking at. It's 0-0. 0-0 is the report that I'm getting here. But we have a widescreen TV. We're in a beer tent right now, and I figure the best place to go, huh, Coach?
You got that right. I'm sitting in a beer tent right now filled with a bunch of these Germans watching. I'd rather sit with knowledgeable soccer fans. I'd rather sit with people that know something about the football. We call it soccer.
Double with double?
We call it soccer in America. You know that. But I'm here with a bunch of very knowledgeable German football fans, and we got it on a big screen TV, and the Germans are watching their teams on the attack right now. How's it feel?
Yeah,
they're on the attack. They're moving the ball beautifully. And I think, if nothing else, Phil, this is going to be a wonderful clinic for our guys as we stand back with our eyes wide, our mouths gaping wide open. Look at this kick going in deep, near, right down there, in low, near the box. Kicking, there's Howard in front of it. I tell you, that Tim Howard's worth his weight in gold.
All right, so you guys are doing good there then, huh?
Let me give it back here. I'll give it back to, where's Dowder? Hey, Dowder.
Go.
Get over here, will you, for Christ's sake. He's getting a beer. How much beer are we allowed to drink?
Well, I would... Can I say something?
Margaret, I'll handle it. You guys drink as much beer as you want.
Oh, come on, Phil. It's very unprofessional.
Well, it's pretty hot down here, Phil. I mean, it's hotter than hell. Even though it was pissing down... Excuse my language. It was pissing down right here.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I'm here. What do you need?
Well, it's nothing, man. The coach was dealing with it. I just wanted to see how you were and what your views were.
Yeah, right now, I was going over. I was going to get a Schnuzenheister, but they got a beer here called a Schnuzelheister or whatever it's called. I forget, but I got me a big, I'm going to quaff one, and we're watching it on the tube. We got a lot of Germans here, and that's what Coach Dozier wanted on account of the fact that he's afraid that there's going to be too many Americans going, you know, and give me a minute. Oh, I got the phone.
Give me the phone. You heard what I said.
Now, I understand. You guys want to be around, quote, knowledgeable fans, which is fine, but I'm not so sure that, we get the excitement.
Okay, these Germans are great to hang with. They've got a lot of knowledge of the game. They love to suck that beer down like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Phil, I don't think I've bought. Have you bought one?
No, we're not buying no beer.
I haven't bought one beer since we've been in here. So I would say that if you are German, as you know, Phil, from your reading of history, there is no place on earth like South America.
Yeah, you got that right, man. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's no place on earth like South America. And so we're in heaven right now, sitting here with our German friends, you know, hands across the water. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
what's that?
Yeah,
does any one of you guys speak English? That'd be good, too, you know.
One of you are supposed to speak German.
And what is your name?
Hans.
You're Hans, huh? Like Hans and Gretel?
Hans and Gretel, no, it's not Hans. Hans and Gretel are different.
And you speak English?
Yeah, but a lot of people speak English, you know. You speak German?
No, unfortunately, I don't speak German. Look at your team right here.
Yeah, we're going to, I think, going to score here.
You really think you're going to score, huh?
I don't know.
Well, that was a German fan.
Man, I just saw in the sock of one of those German players a swastika. I did see a swastika.
Oh, would you shut up? All right.
Well, I did. I didn't see no swastika.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut, Dotter, before you get us killed? All right, Phil, the Germans on the attack again here. They're coming in low. The Americans are dropping back, doing something better than they did against Portugal. The Americans are getting back in that box and defending. But this is going to be a long haul. We're 7 minutes, close to 7.5 minutes into this game. USA nothing. Germany nowhere. They say, here's a great save. But did you see that save?
That Tim Howard, man, you said it, Coach. Tim Howard is the guy that has been the man of the hour. And, of course, I watched him all year in the English Premier League because I'm a fan of Everton, the team that he plays for over there. And Timmy Howard is the main man. And I think they put so much pressure on him with their crap can play sometimes.
That's exactly it. And as I said before in that Portugal game, what I would have done is I would have taken every last swing and you know what. Pardon me, Margaret, I'm just going to say it. Every last swing and dick. And
you know something? I'm going to go and make myself some coffee if it's all the same to you, because you guys are going on and on and on about this.
Well, Margaret, you were the one that wanted to talk about Brazil.
Yes, I'd like to talk about Brazil.
All right, excuse me for a minute. Can I finish this? What happened there, Phil?
No, I think you momentarily came into the studio, but then you magically were transported back to Brazil.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Mr. Henry, can I do?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Henry, this is Jeff Dowder. Should we identify that I'm Jeff Dowder and he says I'm Vern Dozier?
He knows that.
You don't have to go on the phone to do that. He grabs the phone and goes, he knows that. He's not talking to you.
Look at Phil, do you need us? Because I've got to go. I got to take a pee break. Because the way I'm drinking beer right now, it's going to run right through me like river water. And
right now, the Germans and the Americans are playing. And
we know that, man. We got that, okay? And we also can see it on the tube. They're 9 minutes in, no score in Brazil here in the World Cup. Jeff Dowder and Coach Vernon Dozier are down there, and just put that on hold for a minute if you don't mind, bud.
Yeah, we'll be getting back to them and everything.
That's fine. They're in a beer tent or something outside the outside of the stadium, and if I were them, I'd be in the same place. Because why do you want to sit and sweat inside the stadium when you can be sitting there sucking down brews? And
you think they're able? I know Coach Dozier likes the occasional cigar.
I'll bet you anything. Here, look at this. Oh, God. Pardon me, folks, but I said today, before the show started, I said this in the pre-show of the BSPs, I said, are we going to actually be able to do a show today, or are we going to just have our faces glued to this?
Well, you say you are. I mean, you're ready.
Well, I was ready to do a show, but I certainly can empathize.
U.S. on the attack right here. down the far side of the field on the German end, and that was Dempsey again. Boy, this guy Dempsey.
Seems like everyone named Dempsey is a great athlete. Does that sort of happen that way?
No. Yeah, Jack Dempsey.
I was going to say Jack Dempsey. Rick Dempsey was a catcher for the Orioles and the Dodgers, and he was pretty good. And then there was Vin Dempsey. I'll just come up with names. How about Cyrus Dempsey? Is he?
No, I don't.
I don't recognize any athlete named Cyrus Dempsey.
Well, what about a politician? They're usually named Cyrus.
I don't know, General. So as I said during the pre-show, I said I don't know what. Now the U.S. has just been fouled. Nope, no card on that. No card, no call. That was a clean tackle by Germany. No, that's a yellow card. So it was a foul. U.S. will get a kick. The U.S. was breaking away on that play, man. Did you see that?
Yes. They were running down the field.
Well, Phil, you don't think you're qualified to comment on this, do you?
Excuse me, but let me just. It looked like it was. Yeah, it was an American player. He was on his way downfield. It looked like they had like maybe a 3-on-1. And this guy for Germany saved a possible goal. This guy, Benedict Howdes, or Howie.
No, his name is Benedict Howdedowser.
Howdedowser. Why don't you stick that where the sun doesn't shine, man? How do you just come up with these names?
Well, Phil, if you can't pronounce the Germanic, I think it is, first of all, would you just rely on my international experience?
All right.
That net, oh, look at this. Look, oh, look, oh, gosh. He hit that with his head. Is he able to? Or is he allowed to?
First of all, yes, he's able. What a jackball question that is.
Yes, Margaret, he's able to and he's allowed to. U.S. on the attack again now. Germans really get back there on the D, though. And anyway, so that foul that occurred or that penalty, whatever the hell you call it, that illegal tackle, now the U.S. is like backing up. Germany just pressing them right almost completely out of their end of the field. Like I said, I don't know if we can do a show today or whether I'm going to be sitting here looking at this GD game all god.
Well, why don't we get some people on to distract you? I know we could have Bobby Dooley on to talk about summer grooming habits. You know, a lot of you women out there, and I don't want any giggling and I don't want any guffawing, but I know that a lot of the gals out there during the summer months, if you do not... Again, Bud, watch your mouth or I will hurt you.
Margaret, I don't want any more threats, okay? If the kid laughs, the kid laughs.
Then I'm allowed to retaliate.
I didn't say that.
Well, I've got to have some. You've got to give me something.
All right, just say what you're going to say.
It's the summer months and sometimes it gets hot and sometimes you want to reach down there and...
Oh, my God.
Would you shut your mouth? And I'm simply saying Bobby Dooley was going to come on this week and talk about grooming tips.
You're talking about how to shave it bald. That you talk about.
Ah! Margaret.
God damn you. Did I say bald?
No, what do you mean Bjord? That's the singer of a group called the Sugar Cubes.
Would you shut up? Bjork. Whatever the hell are Bjord.
Now, Bjord, that's a cliff face. In Finlandy, or Finland, right?
No, that's a fjord, and Bjork is the chick that sang for the Sugar Cubes, and here comes the goddamn Germans were right in there, you know.
That's what she said. Excuse me, never mind.
Yeah, you see, she gets to say that, I don't get to say.
Hey, bud, why don't you go someplace else and cry?
Everybody around here is losing their voice. Everyone around here is screeching like a bitch or talking like a man like me. This show is going south. Thank you.
You're welcome. Where were we?
You were telling me about Bjord or Bjork or something, and that she was in Finland. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, you people are so stupid. Yes, I said all of you.
Me too, Miss Emmy?
Yes, even you, Robert, because you ought to be butting in here and correcting people. Bjork sang for the Sugar Cubes, a fjord is a cliff in Finland, and Bjord, I don't know who that is.
Well, maybe that's a Scandinavian hunting god of some kind. Have you thought about that? No, you haven't. Everything with you, Phil, is me, I.
Yeah, as opposed to you, Margaret, which you're just the most altruistic person. Right now we have on U.S. and Germany, as you do, as we all do. The U.S. is pressing the attack now into the German end again. They just they weathered another offensive storm by the Krauts, the Fritzes, the Germans. I'm kidding. Forgive me. Germans are back on the attack now. America back though. They got four players back on defense. As I said, my prediction before the game even started during the pre-show was we were going to get our asses handed to us. Great defense down there as Germany had a player on the attack, and he was onside, and it was him, and it was Tim Howard, and the defensive play by this American, I don't know who that was, not Jermaine Jones, I don't know who that was.
Not everyone is Jermaine Jones, Phil. That's the only two names you know?
I know Jones, I know Dempsey, and I know Cameron, and that's it, and I know Howard. So I know three guys or four guys out of like 1,200. But my prediction before the game was that these guys would get their asses handed to them. All right, we'll be right back with that piece of good news. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Next to it here, brand new from Lupe Fiasco.
What it say?
We had Ty Dolla $ign, and we'll be back here. It is the world famous Phil Henry Show, where you can get a backstage pass and listen to our commentary here and watch our video casts and listen to our podcasts. And, dude, for a one-month subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show, there's all kind of shit that you get.
When it's wealth next to it. Woo! Wealth ain't shit when it's health next to it. In the lane with nobody.
And don't forget, the Phil Henry Show is on the road again at the Hollywood Improv on July the 30th. The Hollywood Improv, home to some of the greatest comedy in the history of the world. And now Phil Henry will be there with his second one-man show, The World of Phil Henry, Truth Is Our Bitch.
Yeah, get those tickets, baby, because it's very close to us yet again, another sellout. And we got even more than a GD month to go, so check it out. No score in U.S. and Germany right now, 16 and change into this game. And for those of you who are not familiar, I know a lot of the guys that hang out with me at the club. This is called hip hop movements.
Hip-hop music.
Yeah, hip-hop music. You listen to the beat. Can you see the lead? D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d. See, you can dance to it if you... I know a lot of you. I wouldn't dance to this with your legs.
Because this is a miracle. I'm still rocking. Let's go. Let's go. Need a comma with a zero next to it. Then another comma with a zero next to it.
Then Tim Howard did it again. Next to it,
then another. Tim Howard's going to be doing it again all through this game. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry your pretty little head about that. And pretty soon, poor Tim Howard is going to be... He's going to... The defense around the goal is going to break down, and his ass will be up for grabs. His ass will be up for grabs. All right, time to go back to Brazil now. At the beer tent outside the stadium is Jeff Dowder and Coach Vernon Dozier, and let's get the feel, and let's get the texture, and let's get the whole thing. Here's Coach. Coach?
Well, Phil, you can see the game. We're watching the game, and I think you said it very, very well. I don't know how Tim Howard is going to survive the attack of the Germans here throughout a 90-minute game. He's doing an admirable job right now. The Americans are, you can already see some cracks in their defense. You can see some of these seams opening up, and these Germans, don't even worry your pretty little head as you like to feel. Hey, look at that. Hey, see that? They come right up. Now you got another contact call here. Germans are playing a physical game against the Americans. I think they figure that that's going to probably do the job. And now I don't know who or what, but the Germans have the Americans have the ball back. Americans coming in on the attack now inside the ball. Look at this. Look at this, huh?
What happened?
Well, if you're watching the game.
Yeah, I saw the one guy goes down. They call that dribbling it?
Yeah, they dribble it like you do, like you just did that beer. But anyway, Phil, pretty soon I'm going to be getting up and screaming here because I'm sitting at a table full of Germans. They're good guys, but the more they start patting me on the back, yeah, see, there's like, what's your name anyway?
My name is Hans. Peter.
Your name is Peter?
Yes, sir.
And so what do you think so far?
I think America is doing a good job. I think sooner or later, though, like you said, there's not going to be a chance for America. America is going to have to succumb, right?
To a superior attack.
To what, sir?
To a better attack.
Yeah, to a better attack. A German team is a better team. But Americans right now, they'll do a good job, and they learn.
I bet you're glad this is soccer and not World War II, huh?
Hey, coach, don't say that stuff, okay?
I told him that, Mr. Henry. I told him that back at way down and back at way up.
You don't tell me. Peter, you know I'm kidding around.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a funny joke.
Well, I mean, I got to say something, don't I?
Not that stupid, tired, stale stuff about World War II. Just leave those guys alone, okay? And they're having a good time. Are they buying you beer?
Yeah, that's the other thing I told them, Mr. Henry. I said, you're buying
the phone, would you? Yeah, they're buying me beer. What about it?
Then don't start this World War II shit. Excuse my French.
Jesus. Here, take it.
I get the phone now?
Yeah, you can have the phone. You can take the phone and park it.
Anyway, Mr. Henry, I told Coach Dozier to watch it on the beer because I know we get a per diem, and I think most of our per diem today has been spent up having the beers.
And why not? Why? I don't get to have a beer?
Yeah, you can have a beer. I don't care how you guys spend your per diem. Spend it any which way you want. Spend it on hookers for all I care. I want a report.
You didn't tell me anything about it. I'm a married man. However, if you told me about it, I'm still a married man, but still I could at least go to bed last night thinking, God damn the God.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mr. Henry, I don't know about that. I'm with my girlfriend, and, she's not here, but she's up in America, but I'm figuratively with my girlfriend.
But the point that I'm making here, if I may...
Phil, excuse me, I think Phil was being facetious and a bit hyperbolic. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, it's like oxygen.
Oh, God.
Okay, so anyway, any other comments?
Well, right now it's 20 minutes and 21 seconds into the game, and Portugal nothing and Ghana nothing.
Talk about this game, you stupid. There's no score here in USA-Germany, Phil. Yeah, Portugal and Ghana, there's no score, but who cares about that? Can you imagine who's at that stadium? Probably zero. Who's going to be at that game?
How about people from Portugal or people from Ghana?
Well, I mean, that was a trick question. But
what's trick about that? Who's going to be at the Portugal-Ghana game is going to be people from those countries.
You know, Phil, you're going to have to teach me how you do that. Who's going to be at that game? Is there going to be people from Portugal? How do you talk so fast and think so fast this early in the morning? I don't understand. Although it is late in the afternoon here in Brazil. No score. Americans just kicked one over the net, man. That could have been a good shot there. That could have been a good shot.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Yeah, over. Right now.
What was he going to say?
I don't know. Nothing important. Okay, so back here at our studio at the El Pacifico here. Do we have a... Look at that. They just did a replay on that shot, and that was some kind of a shot there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it looked like it just sailed over the net, man. There's a bunch of American fans there in the back of the... behind the net, and you could see that they are very much... thought that might have been going in, you know?
Well, dude, what do you mean they could see that?
I saw the reaction of the American fans. They probably thought that ball was headed in as well. So, a very pleasant good day to you guys. We have on the TV monitors here in the studio the U.S. and German game, which is the big World Cup game, and we got here by virtue of the fact that the United States couldn't hold the lead against Portugal. And now this is a game where we've got to bring some points out of it. We need either a 1 point for a draw or 3 points for a win. Had we beaten Portugal, we would have automatically qualified for the next round. But in the final seconds of that game, as you know, the kick was the kick by Portugal against a rather haphazard and lazy American defense. These guys are watching the clock, and suddenly the ball goes in, and it's a tie. So the United States now is in a do-or-die situation. They need to come out of this with at least a draw. Germany is now with the ball in the American end. Tim Howard has been diving for balls throughout this game.
Well, that is his job as the goal boy, right? Not the goal boy.
Don't call it goal boy. It's called a goalie.
Goaltender.
Yeah, but it's called a goalie, right?
Yeah, in hockey they call it goalie.
Well, they don't call it a goalie in football and soccer. They call it a goaltender. That's what he does.
Why do you call it that?
Because he tends the goal.
He what?
He tends to the goal.
He tends the goal?
What's that mean?
He takes care of the goal, okay? He's the guy around the goal.
Yeah, but tending is like gardening and stuff. Does he do the gardening or something?
Hey, you know what?
Let me hit him, please.
Come on. Watch it.
Now,
get her hand on my shirt.
You know full well he's not down there gardening.
Then why do they call it a tender?
Hey, bud, they call it a tender because there's a thing called a tenderizer. Have you ever seen it? It's a mallet. In fact, let me go in the kitchen to get one, and I'll show how it works on your face.
God, Dan.
Boy, Miss Annie, you gotta back way down.
Phil, relax.
Oh, I'm supposed to relax. You're the one that was ready to kick his ass 5 seconds ago. The U.S. on the move in the German end again. The Germans are getting back. God.
Yeah, and you know, I just saw the Americans get the ball. They play very well. Then they come down here to where the Germans are. Look at this. Here, they got a wide-open kick here, Phil.
Nope, the Germans came back and...
God. You know, you might as well just shit-can this show. Excuse my language, but I think I'm entitled. You might as well shit-can this show.
Hold on. Now we got another problem here. Does America get a yellow card? No, no harm, no foul. I guess not, but there was a... I don't know, when you knock a guy off the ball like that, you're supposed to be going for the ball. You're not supposed to be hitting the guy in the leg, right?
Well, I think, but they in the game in soccer, yes, you're supposed to be going for the ball and not trying to gouge a man's eyes out. And that was clearly
well, he hit him in the hip.
What? Yeah.
Okay, fine. So Germany's got the ball. Germany's got the ball. America harassing them on defense. Who's that bald guy? Anyway, welcome to the program. Hold your breath. America watches as Team USA takes the field. That's the big story here this morning. We have Bud Dickman and Vernon Dozier at the stadium there in Brazil. We are carrying part of the game. Not carrying the game, but we're commenting on the game here from the studios of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you're listening to the podcast, you already know what happened. And you can hear and listen very clearly to our commentary and see how accurate it is. I've gone on record and predicted that we're going to get our asses handed to us. And I even predicted a score of 4-0. Now, I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, then...
No. Phil, people are listening to this pod. They want something more than I could be wrong. If you're predicting boldly a 4-0 rout, then what?
And it doesn't turn out that way?
And it doesn't turn out that way, yes.
Then I would say that I don't know my ass from a hole in the ground about sports. How about that?
Thank you. Hey.
Yeah, it's good, Bill.
Now, tell me again why there's a black man on the German team.
Oh, Margaret, come on. There's black people all over the world now, all right?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, Miss Henry.
There's black people
all over the world.
I wanted to know, you said something about Americans.
Yes, there are American GIs in World War II left behind... As American GIs have done in every war, they left behind some fatherless children, which was not the proudest moment for our country, and some of those children were black. Now, they had a story here not too long ago on one of the documentaries I was watching of a young woman growing up in Germany who's African-German. Her mother is a German. Her father was a African-American. He was a GI in the Second World War. He goes home. She is raised now in Germany as this black child in what is predominantly not just a white society, but a society coming off of 13 years of this racial theory that was dominating about the superiority of whites. So you can well imagine. The only good news is that this child was not alone. She was one of many thousands born to German mothers whose fathers were black GIs serving in the U.S. military in an army of occupation there at the end of the war, because we had a lot of GIs that were in Germany well past the end of the war. So now these children are raised black, and they speak only German. They're raised German, but they're black, and they speak only German. They're going to German schools. They're going to German schools with white German kids. They're suffering all of the kind of racial... I don't know whether it's out and out discrimination. I don't know what the laws were like in Germany in those days. Probably they didn't even think about racial Jim Crow laws in Germany. They didn't have any black people, you know.
Well, what's this about the Turkish workers?
Oh, wait, Phil's telling this to God damn it. Don't, Margaret.
I just wanted to know.
Hold on. Yeah, there are a lot of Turkish foreign workers in Germany since the end of the war. And that's why you see a player on the German team with a Turkish surname. But this child, nonetheless, was subject to the same kind of prejudice and bigotry, not maybe the same kind, but is similar, that black people in America, in an institutional manner, were suffering. This was more social in Germany. So, nonetheless, this young lady grows up speaking German, is German, identifies as being a German. There's nothing American about her. But she is of African descent, partially. So now comes the day, and I don't know how this happened. I don't know whether the filmmakers facilitated this. I don't know what happened, but her father, the man that fathered her, is now in his 90s, still alive, and wants to make contact with her. And I swear to God, you want to cry, man. She gets this communique from her American cousins and relatives, and oh my God, she's got a whole family over in the States. And her mother is long dead, and this young woman is now a woman in middle age, and she's married, and she gets this communication, and she travels to America, and and this is all part and parcel of a larger documentary on post-war Germany, and the film shows it's toward the end of the movie. She's getting off the jet. She's coming through the gate. She comes into the lounge there, and there she sees, I don't know, probably about 11, 12, 13, 15 of her family members from the United States, all people that look like her. They're African-American, African descent, and there she is, it's African-German. And suddenly she's talking to all of her, and she meets her father. This man is now wheelchair-bound, and they spend, it's quite moving, and it would be interesting to know.
I want to look this up online. Do you know the last name?
Yeah, it's probably a name like Kurtelben or Kurtzenheimer.
Spell that, bud.
Well, I don't know, I'm just making it up.
Would you? All right, take it easy. Just because Phil makes it up doesn't mean you do.
Mr. Henry said if you don't know the name, go ahead and make up something that sounds like it.
I never said that.
Well, that's what you do, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, Phil, you do that. You'll say, well, I know what I do. You don't have to explain it. I understand. Sometimes you did that in a one-man show, too, as a matter of fact. So don't be playing mumbly dick with me.
What?
Oh, hold on. Mumbly dick?
That's right. You heard me right.
Is that the sexual... molestation or something?
You know, Dickman, one of these days, and it won't be long, as Margaret said yesterday, that David Bowie song. How's it going again, Margaret?
One of these days, it won't be long, I'm going to drive back where I used to belong, something like that.
What has that got to do with what you're talking about?
I'm just telling you, one of these days, Dickman, just remember that song by David Bowie.
Yeah, you remember the song by...
Anyway, I want to look up the name of this girl. Do you know it?
Yeah, it's Clowneheister.
Clown, will you?
Come on, bud. I don't know what her name is. We'll find out. We'll look in the yellow pages or something.
Yeah, but keep making jokes, Phil. Go ahead, just keep making the jokes. This is an opportunity. Maybe you could even get this girl on the show.
Well, let's be very clear, first of all. She's not a girl any longer. She is a woman. And she's not just a woman any longer. She's a woman of, she's my age, which is not bad. It's all good. But the fact is, she is a woman who is my age. We're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show in just a moment. We have more, of course. We're going to be going back to David Doubter. I mean, Jeff G. Hall. I mean,
I am Iron Man. I love his song. His song's so rad.
Yeah, it's great. We're going to be going back to Jeff Doubter and to Vernon Dozier. They are outside the stadium there in Brazil as the USA and Germany battle 32 minutes in. Nil-nil. Nil-nil.
That means 0-0. Nil-nil.
Yes. Thank you. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and come see us on the 30th of July at the Hollywood Improv.
Woo! Did the world famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico. Do-do-do-do, Iron Man is going to be all over you, like white on rice. You'll have to towel off a cup.
You shut your... Ow!
You'll get a facial from Iron... Hey.
I ask permission to kick his ass, please.
And you'll get a facial from Iron Man. Hey. Ow!
Watch it, bud. Will you watch that talk?
Where's my towel?
You'll get a facial from Iron Man, huh?
No, not me. You.
All right, come here.
Ow, ow!
What a baby.
Jesus, God, man. Black Sabbath, Iron Man on the world famous Phil Henry Show. You'll get a facial from Iron Man, huh? He just
is a good one. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Let me explain something to you, bud. First of all, you are a crude slob. You understand that?
Ms. Gray, I'm only kidding around.
I don't care if you're kidding around. That is absolute crudity. You're a crude, rude, lewd slob. That's number one. Number two, bud, when you talk about Iron Man giving someone a facial, and there's another shot on goal to Tim Howard, Phil.
Yeah, that was Tim Howard, General.
Well, you know, this guy, he's just a great player. You mentioned he plays in the European Professional English Soccer Professional.
No, it's called the EPL, the English Premier League.
No, it isn't. It's called the Barclays Premier League. Oh,
that's their sponsor. The actual name is the English Premier League. They call it the Barclays Premier League because they have a sponsor. Germany is attacking, and now the United States trying to clear that ball out of there. But Germany playing a really physical game, man. They're knocking our guys around. They're dropping guys on their dead asses. No score. Anyway, you were saying, Margaret?
I was saying to Bud that it's first of all, it's filthy beyond words for you to be talking about Iron Man giving a facial to some poor... Who is Iron Man giving a facial to? And don't you say me, you little punk.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean you, but... he'd be giving... I don't know.
First of all, what? How does Iron Man give a... He's an Iron Man.
Well, what is it? Is it molten metal that he... Jesus.
You know, never mind.
That's good for you, Margaret. You know, you're going into a territory that you wanted to avoid talking about, and now you're exploring it in depth. What does Iron Man give a facial with? Oh, my God.
Well, Bud's sitting there going...
God, Ms. Gray, you went well, Bud!
I did, because I'm so outraged. Getting a fake...
All right, Margaret, you're the one that's repeating it more than anybody else. Hell of a game going on right now in Brazil. It is Phil Henry along with, of course, our in-studio crew, and that would be Margaret Gray and Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman, and the General. But in Brazil, in South America, is our team of Jeff Dowder and Vernon Dozier. As we watch this game with them, they're in the German fan section, a beer tent just off of the north end of the stadium. And Vernon, how are things going so far?
You know, you can well imagine it's getting interesting with my German friends here. We've been having a good time. We're, as I said, they're buying all the beer. Bud and I used up our per diem about an hour ago.
You guys used up a whole day's per diem on beer an hour ago.
Yeah, Phil, that's what happens, okay? I'm in the middle of the hottest jungle I've ever been in. My God. Have you ever been down here?
No, I haven't.
Then I wouldn't talk about you. This place is hot, steamy, raining. You sweat like a pig. You're taking the equivalent of 15 different showers. Now we got a German that's down, and there's a yellow card for the Americans. Nice going. Nice going, America. Does that mean this jackass goes off?
This is Gonzalez.
So he's not going off?
No, not yet. But another one is going to get a red card, and he'll have to go off.
Yeah, we just fouled one of the Germans. The guy's on the ground squealing like a, you know. And the thing about these football players is they whine and squeal like they're really hurt bad. And then they see that the guy got a penalty. See, I just seen the guy on the replay. He opened his eyes a little bit to see if he got the penalty, and then he goes, oh, okay, I'm better now. So,
Yeah, it probably looks like they're faking it and everything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Mr. Henry, just to address the situation with the per diem on the beer.
Don't forget about the beer, okay? You guys are drinking beer. Good for you. If you spent it all on... Is Germany...
Hold on. Yeah, there's another good tackle there by the U.S. Get the ball away. That was Jermaine Jones. And that's not just because I know his name and only his name, but that was one hell of a play. Germans really got caught off guard on that one. And the Americans tackled, stole the ball, and the Germans had to get back. But this is how good about these Germans is. You know, they look at this.
Yeah, right here, the Germans, even when we steal the ball away from them, then they go back and they have the ball again. And I don't know.
Give me the phone, will you? Just, Jeff, when I want you to comment, I'll hand the phone to you. And then when I don't want you to comment, I'll take the phone away. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that makes about as much sense as...
Yeah, see how I just took the phone away? So I'll give you the phone. I'm sorry, Phil, we're doing a little...
That's all right, go ahead.
I'll give you, when I want you to comment, I'll give you the phone. And when I want you to shut up, I'll take the phone away from you. Is that all right?
Okay, you just gave me the phone, so that means...
Now I've taken it away. All right, so, sir, I don't know. How you doing, Pater?
I'm doing very good. I think you guys are a lot of fun. And, you know, we want to say we wish America... We have a great many American friends. We wish everybody...
Thank you very much.
I'm not done talking yet, you know. I'm not this... You think I'm this chowderhead? Yeah, I'm not some American chowderhead. You think I'm some stoner? I'm not a stoner. I wish to say I love America. I wish you all well. I think Germany, of course, a much better football team.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Here, take your phone and stick it.
Yeah, see.
Making friends now, huh?
Well, look, Phil, it's all good. For you guys are okay, aren't you?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so, and Doubter's over here, he's hitting up on, now look at this guy, Doubter's over here hitting on the beer garden chick. And
a lot of the beer garden women that they have here, Phil, are built in a way, in a manner, if you will, to accentuate the booble. Excuse me, I'm trying to say it in a good way.
How about breasts? Do you know that word?
Well, yeah, yes, sir. I thought that was dirty. I thought you're not allowed to say that.
Yes, you are allowed to say that. Okay, here's the phone back.
Thank you. So, a lot of the women here, they hire in the beer area for the German fans because they do have the accentuated breasts. Now, some of the women here are from Brazil, and they are hot, right, General?
We love these Brazilian women, Phil, because they tend to walk around. I don't know how they get away. They got on the thong, so they got some floss up in the.
Well, yes, it's a thong. I'm familiar with it, General.
You almost called me German, then you called me General. I'm a coach.
I'm the General, for Christ's sake.
I forgive me, all right? I'm getting confused. Yes, I'm familiar with what you call the butt floss.
Now look at this. Here comes a penalty kick for the Germans. The Americans are lining up. No, that was a penalty kick for the Americans. Who was that, anyway?
That looked like a penalty kick for the Americans. And it sure wasn't much of a kick at all. See, who kicked this ball? Oh, it was a corner kick. I'm sorry. I was looking at the bin. It was a corner kick for the United States.
You got to get that corner kick. You've got to center that kick and get it into where your players can make a play on it. You don't kick it over their gut.
Yeah, so anyway, they do have the butt floss on a lot of the women that are...
Okay, thank you very much, guys. We'll be back with Coach Dozier and Jeff Doubter in a few minutes as we continue watching the U.S. and Germany. They are in Germany. They're in Brazil as they are watching this game that is scoreless right now, 41 minutes in. If you are listening to our recorded podcast of this game, you already know the outcome of the game. If you don't already know the outcome of the game, well, then you can enjoy it. But we made the prediction, and I'm coming out very clearly in saying it.
Well, Phil, at least I'll give you that much, that you are... letting everyone know I'm sorry to say this, Phil, but what an idiot you are.
That's true, Phil. You come out and talk about the U.S. Taking it up the giggy with a wah-wah brush to the tune of 4-0. Well, you're saying we're basically going to take it and take it yet again and then smile and ask for more.
Well, no, that's not what I said, you know.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? You got to get it 4-0. And everything.
Oh, listen to you, man. 4-0. You think you all missed a sock or something?
I know more about... Oh, yeah. At least I know to call it football.
Oh, what?
Football.
It's called football.
No, it's not. It's spelled F-U-T-B-B-B-U-L.
F-U-T-B-O-L. Football.
No, that's football.
It's not oh, God, I want to hurt him.
Get off of him, Margaret.
One of these days, Phil won't be here to protect you, bud. And then, and only then, St. Peter, open your pearly gates.
Oh, my God, you're talking about murder.
Yes. It's called... Fuck it.
It's called fuck it?
Well, you know, I'm...
That's not how you pronounce F-U-T-B.
I know that. It's called football, not foodball.
Margaret, I would suggest, you know, you got a long, long life ahead of you, and there's going to be a great many frustrations. Don't let this show kill you.
You know something, Margaret? That's a good point.
Phil!
No, hold on. You're the one that's always telling me to shut up. Don't let this show kill you. It is what it is. There's idiots here. There's probably more idiots here than there are in your usual daily life. We're going to say stupid stuff, and we're going to just frustrate the living hell out of you. You might as well just pick your battles.
You know something? Frank always says that, and I never know. What do you mean, pick my battles? What if we all said that? What if we all said, you know what? I won't fight this battle. I'll fight the next battle. And the person that is, what's happening in front of, someone is getting run over with a steamroller, let's say, okay? Just for kicks. Just for laughs. Let's say a child is getting crushed by a steamroller.
Just for laughs, huh?
No, not for
God, Ms. Gray, you're all like, just for laughs, a little tiny kid gets crushed, and then you go, You know, you're, oh!
Almost.
Get off him.
I said... When you say pick your battles, what if a kid is standing in front of a steamroller just for the joke?
What's funny about a kid getting crushed by a steamroller?
All right, I'm sorry. Let's say for laughs, in front of you is an old lady, and she's being beaten by a police officer for no reason. Let's just say for kicks, okay?
Jesus Christ, Gray, what do you... You get your kicks looking at an old lady getting beat by a cop, or a little tiny baby getting cremated by the... Or not cremated, but creamed... But
I don't like the term creamed.
It used to mean a guy getting his ass kicked. Now I can't even say that. Holy shit. What's this world turning into, anyway?
What's so fun, Miss Henry?
I don't know. I'm just laughing my ass off at this banner. You can't say, yeah, we used to say that, you know.
Isn't that nice? And it's another trip down memory lane with Phil Henry taking us off the point. Hey!
Yeah!
That's great, Phil. You've got a wonderful way of taking us completely off the point with these trips down memory lane and way back when, and I was there and you are there, Edward R. Murrow Henry. Excuse me.
Jesus, man. I'm telling you, you're getting too pissed off. Right now, one of the American players is getting chastised by the referee. He's being told, don't pull any of your bullshit here. This is the international game of soccer. You're not back home at Sporting KC or any of your other crap. And so this guy Bradley came in with tried to make a diving defensive play. Well, what's happening? They're showing some of the plays that the Germans and the Americans are running on each other. And it's a rough game. It's a physical game. It's a rough game. I don't have any doubt in my mind that the coach of the American team said, you guys had better be prepared for the Germans coming at you, beating on you, and making you realize who the bitch in this game is, right? So the Americans are going to have to dish it right back. The problem is when you do that, you get taken off of your game. Every time you respond physically to a team that's being physical with you, you got to keep your mind on the game, and that takes you off of your game. And so the next thing you know, you're involved in this game of retaliation, and you never really play any football or baseball or whatever the hell it is you're playing.
Well, in baseball, what do you mean retaliation in baseball? How do you do that?
You know, guys are throwing at each other. Guys are spiking each other. In every single sport, there is physical play. All right, there's the half. And it's time for us to go back, I guess. Let's go on back now to, although we do have to take a break, don't we?
Well, I think, have we taken a break yet? I don't know.
Well, we played, let's see, Iron Man, Paranoid, Slayer.
Right, well, we'll take another break and we'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. It is halftime. It is a 0-0 score in the grand and beautiful country of Brazil, the United States, and Germany. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Here is one of our favorites, Riff Raff. So this is called Lava Glaciers from Riff Raff.
The music got the hairy frog.
My mind goes round like a roundabout.
And don't forget our one-man show, July 30th. Get over and get tickets for a one-man show on July the 30th, Hollywood Improv.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding you, you're listening to The Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here on World Cup Day.
My mermaids are back curious. She done got intoxicated. They're afraid of spirit. Just in case, I packed the paper in the briefcase. Rainwater roof taste. Pistol Pete, white Louis suitcase. Who can sing and hook like Frankie Lyman? Chartreuse the Bay Wash, David Hasselhoff hair. Or the Allen Iverson braid zigzags on designing. Soft and beautiful face with the puzzle piece lineup. Edge up.
Shut the fuck up like an addict door. I done pulled a boat in a codeine. Sonic the Hedgehog pup versus Knuckles in my mailbox cup.
I done pulled a boat in a codeine. Sonic the Hedgehog pup versus Knuckles in my mailbox cup.
Rip, rip, rip.
Mine goes round like a roundabout.
I love this song, don't you?
I like Nectar. I don't know about this Riff Raff jackass.
This guy Riff Raff, this guy is strictly out of a zoo or something, isn't he?
I think he's great.
Nigga, hold up, what is this? We ain't supposed to be here, yeah, your name wasn't on that list. We even checked the email that was sent from up above. Or rather, all around us. Screams in my dreams like a One Direction concert. So, we're on our own, so alone in the universe. We sent people to the moon and now we know just the two of us by heart. My heart, I don't wanna explain it. I knew it, he bullshit, he up his own anus. Instagrams with his fans, man, he wish he was famous. Stop talking about your heart, we give a fuck, entertain us. Why this nigga the lamest? Why his clothes so the plainest? And I know the ones who hate us. We the same thing, we made it. Man, fuck the vindicated, innovated, at least in influence. How do we become the god? Language we're learning fluent, understand who you are. They told us to be patient, but it's pointless like the use of emojis in conversation. Question mark face. What does he mean? It means stay up on your life, focus on them 16s. But they want that 15, like Sharkeesha and Terrio. Yeah, you get in your shine. But nigga, are you eating though?
Okay, there we have Riff Raff and Lava Glacier. People have asked about that song, And that's Nectar. Nectar is an early 70s British band out of Germany.
Oh, they're a German band.
Yeah, they played, they resided in Germany, but they were British musicians.
Well, what's the point in that?
A lot of British players, a lot of British bands went to Germany because there was a recording industry in Germany. There was a lot of studios in Germany, a lot of clubs in Germany. It was a more wide open market for the Beatles went to Germany, you know.
Well, that is the Germans went to, I mean, the Beatles went to, the Germans went to Germany, didn't they?
Yeah, that's where the Germans would go. Wow.
I mean, what I'm saying, who went to Germany?
The Beatles went to Germany. A lot of bands went to Germany.
Excuse me.
Yeah, okay, Margaret, you go ahead and leave.
No, I'm just going to go take a shit.
You know, that's very childish of you.
Why?
Because that's your way of saying that you're angry and you'll yell out the word shit like you're, you know, Butch Dyke of the Year.
Oh, my God. You know, one of these days, Phil, you will be the target of my wrath.
Yeah. All right. As I mentioned to you, we have a lot going on here, folks. We've got this damn game. Is the half over? No, the half's not over yet. They're just showing showing highlights right now. Are they showing highlights?
Yeah, it's highlights to the first half.
Right now, it's 0-0. U.S. and Germany, 21, actually halftime. They're showing some highlights. I don't know what the hell is going on with this game. We have with us in Brazil, of course, Jeff Dowder and Coach Vernon Dozier. They are outside of the stadium. They're in a beer tent there outside of the stadium in the carnival area. And Coach Dozier, what's it look like?
Well, Phil, what it looks like from here is a whole lot of beer is getting consumed. I've been making some mental notes, and I'm trying to do something akin to commentary on this game. Dowder, I haven't seen Dowder in the last 5 minutes. He was talking up this one young lady who works here in a beer garden, and she had the very big ones, you know, and I say that with the greatest respect. By the way, right now it's 0-0 Ghana and Portugal, Phil. I think they're at the half in that game as well. Stadium there is looking rock and roll. I think I made the comment, who would be at the Portugal, or somebody made that comment, who would be at the Portugal-Ghana game? Well, there's a whole hell of a lot of people at the Portugal-Ghana game.
Yeah, that stadium is full of people.
What does that mean, it's full of people? It could be, maybe they just crowded everybody down, you know, for the TV cameras.
General, there's people in Portugal and there's people in Ghana. It's, right now it's 1-0 half. 1-0 Portugal at the half over Ghana.
I just saw that score, so that made me look like a lion. Anyway, I'm making some notes.
No, I'm not expecting to keep track of that game.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
What I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying, but that's okay, Phil. I don't need to know what you're saying. I'm trying to figure out here with Dowder's. I haven't seen Dowder since he was chatting up this beer garden girl who had the big pair. Now I don't see her, and I don't see Dowder, and I know full damn well that he didn't go off with her someplace because she's got to be back after a break, and hold on for a minute. Excuse me, where's that young lady? Oh, okay, she's speaking Portuguese, I don't know. Where's the young lady that's got the big... Oh, shit.
Well, what are you asking somebody at the beer garden?
I'm asking the lady that's working the stand here if she knows what happened to the young lady. I want to find out where Dowder went, okay? That's all. I'm looking for my partner. And he went off with a young lady here who's got a big kip. He said, do you know the word cans? Cans, large cans.
Excuse me, Coach. Can I talk to the lady? Can you put the phone up to her ear?
Yeah, here, this lady, hold on. Would you take this phone and listen to who's on the other end?
I don't know the other side.
Listen to who's on the other end.
Yes, hello. My name is Margaret Gray. I'm in America. Are you Portuguese?
Keep up on him, sir.
She gave me the phone back.
Well, that is very insulting. I'm very international in scope. I've been known to be able to communicate with people.
Yeah, Margaret, why don't you try some of that French that's only the accent of French on her?
Yeah, why don't you try sitting on this, Phil?
Oh, she just flipped you the bird.
Boy, you know, I mean, if you want to dish it out, you got to be able to take it.
Take what? You call that a... I'm simply... Give me the... Let me talk to the coach. Are you there?
Yeah, this is Coach Dozier.
All right, let me talk to that Portuguese woman.
She went off and she doesn't want to talk to me.
Well, don't ask her what happened to the lady with the cans.
I'm trying to communicate, Ms. Gray, if you don't mind. Oh, here she comes again. Miss.
Let me talk to her.
Take the phone here.
Yes, the young woman that was working there with the big boobs. The big boobs.
Try the word breasts, I don't know.
All right, the big breasts.
She gave gave me the phone back. She can't understand you. She can't understand you. She can barely understand me, but it might as well be something that I'm saying to her rather than you, because you're all the way over there and I'm right here.
Yeah, okay, Coach, whatever. Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Coach, you make less sense than Dickman does.
I'm trying to make some sense. You gotta get Doubter back.
Trying to find Doubter.
You didn't tell me the Doubter went off with this chick?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. He's gone, she's gone. So what do you think? Hey, you. Now, hold on, Phil. I'm going to talk to this. He's like a busboy. What do? Do you slap? You carry the slap jars?
What do you thought of it?
Do you carry the slap jars around here? Here. Where is the girl with the big fat ones? You know, boobs.
Oh, go to the other side, Billy.
Oh, she's right there. Oh, there she is. Well, then where the hell is Doubter? Do you know it? Dumbass. Do you know where the dumbass is?
Got it, hold on.
Do you know where the dumbass went that was with that girl with the cans? The cans, the big... Where is he? Doubter! There he is, Phil.
Where the hell have you been, man? Later, man. They were showing me some... the guy was showing me some of his guitar out in the trunk. This is Jeff Doubter, Mr. Henry. Sorry, I was over looking at guys.
Here comes Jeff Doubter now. Go, do it.
Yeah, it's Jeff Doubter, Mr. Henry. Sorry, guy had a guitar, and I want to look at it because it was an old Fender, and I want to just compare it to mine.
You were off looking at a guitar.
Yeah.
Well, that girl, apparently, that you were talking to, she'd split too.
Oh, yeah, well, we went off together too, but then I came back and I saw this guy's guitar.
So, in other words...
Never mind. All right, so how are things looking there? How do you see this game, Jeff?
Well, right now, it's halftime. That's why I didn't see it. And neither did Coach Dozier. We didn't see nothing because it's halftime.
I'm talking about the first half.
Oh, the first half? Well, I see the United States of America is playing a really good game. But also, another thing is that it's probably going to be a loss because... they're putting a lot of pressure on the goal.
Hey, the phone back. That's exactly what I was going to say. Okay, it's my turn now to pick up on what you were just saying. You reminded me of some stuff I wanted to say. Thank you very much, Jeff. All right, Phil, the pressure they're putting on Tim Howard, and he's been diving this way and that, jumping all around. He's jumping around down there like a Mexican jumping bean. And did you get that?
Get what?
I said Mexican jumping. Oh, I'm in Brazil. All right.
You're in Brazil. It doesn't count.
I took a shot.
Well, it was a good shot there, Coach, but you're in Brazil, not Mexico.
Yeah, right. I got that already. Thank you very much, General.
You're in Brazil.
I understand that.
What, were you putting your hopes and your prayers on that one comment about a Mexican jumping bean, and it turns out, you're in the wrong country?
I had counted on it, yeah.
A lot of rain coming down, Coach.
There is a lot of rain, and this is what I wanted to say. With the pressure on Tim Howard the way it has been, here's what's going to happen. Tim Howard is going to find a footing down around that goal worse and worse and worse as this game goes on. And by the second half here, we start play. He is going to want to go to his left, and the field is going to take him to his right. And he's going to be on his ass, and there's going to be a ball whistling by his head, and it's going to be saying something to him. The ball is going to be whispering to him as it goes by his head at about 90 miles an hour, and it's going to be saying, "You lose." Have you ever heard that, Phil? Because that's happened to me. And it's something that every athlete knows. You think the ball is actually talking to you, and it's not. But you can hear it because the wind and the air being cut out of the atmosphere by that ball passing by your head seems to be saying something. And I remember playing defense. I was on the defensive side, and it was back in 1962. I was playing my college career at Cal State LA, and a pass was coming my way. It was intended for a tight end that I was covering at the time. I was playing at a short zone. And I heard that ball go by my ears. It completely fooled me. The tight end got in behind me. He was a very, very fast guy. I'll never forget his name. I'll never forget this guy's name as long as I live. It was Terry. It was Bill. Shit.
But you'll never forget it.
I can remember it, okay? This guy, he was the tight end. He was playing for University of Redlands. His name was Calvin Barry. His name was Mary Jones. No, it's a woman's name. Well, anyway, I knew he was a very fast tight end, okay?
Yeah, but you can't remember his name.
I can't because I'm nervous. Anyway, I heard this football sail by my ear on its way into the hands of Mary Jones. Let's just call him Mary Jones.
A woman's name.
All right, let's call. All right, we'll call him Alvin. Call him Alvin. Call him...
Alvin Jones.
I don't like that name.
Alvin Jones. Finish the story. We got to get going here.
Oh, Yavor Meinhauptmann. Okay, I'm just kidding you guys. It's the guy back. I'm kidding around. I got a bunch of Germans here. Do you mind?
Well, then don't go, Yav Wohl mein Hauptmann.
Well, you're the guy that's dishing out the orders here like you're mein Führer. I'm kidding around, you guys. I'm talking to an asshole back in America, okay? I'm talking to an asshole in America.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to tell you what the boss said to me.
What did it say?
Henry's an asshole.
Well, Phil, why don't you, you know, you need to direct these interviews more. Is that Brett Favre playing country music?
Yes, it is. It really is, huh? No, it's not. It's some guy that looks like him. So the ball says something to you. That's very interesting.
Well, I think that that's true. And in battle, you know, Phil, the bullets sailing by you in battle, they cut through the air. And they'll make that sound of whoosh, and sometimes they'll say things like, up your ass, you know, or
get out of here, will you? All right, welcome back. We're going to get gone here for just a few minutes. We will be back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget our one-man show tickets on sale right now, and our backstage passes are always available to you. To get yourself a backstage pass to our website, just go to the website, get a backstage pass. Become a subscriber to the Phil Henry Show website.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, babe.
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is brought to you by Macaroon. Macaroon Jet Ski. You want to cut through the water? Have that water talk to you? Have that water say something like, man, you bad. Get a Macaroon Jet Ski. Available now to Macaroon Jet Ski stores in Newport Beach, Laguna Beach, Seal Beach, all the beach. Son of a beach, all that, man. Yeah.
Macaroon Jet Skis. Listen to the water talk to you. Asshole.
On a laying versus though, I'd rather lay with you, baby. Bro and panties matching nail and toes, you all kind of lady. Angel,
U.S. team getting ready to come back out for the second half. They're being talked to by the referee. One of the officials is talking to him.
This is this guy from Uzbekistan. See, this is, right? I told you to look at this guy and keep an eye on this guy because I don't like him as far as I can throw him. Now, here come the Germans. They look like they're all business.
Germans getting ready to come out onto the field. They're wearing their black and their red. And they're badass. They're a badass team. The Americans, though, playing them tough. Now, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say about... Can you turn down the poopity poop?
Call hip-hop music.
Well, turn it down, for God's sake, Dickman, before I come over there and I make you into something. I turn you into like an elf or something. That's how, you know...
What does that mean?
I mean, I'll rearrange this guy so he's no longer a human being. He becomes elf-like, or I can turn him into...
All right, General, so what about it?
God, man, you're going to turn me into an elf. Yeah, right.
You watch me.
What about what you were saying?
About what?
About the referee.
Oh, yeah. These referees, this guy's from Uzbekistan. You see about that, Margaret?
Yes.
What about Robert?
Yeah, he's from Uzbekistan. So what?
So what? Are you ready for that? They asked me so what.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
Oh, would you people quit clowning?
We're not clowning.
Quit clowning around. The guys from Uzbekistan, those people are as... You can't trust the guy from Uzbekistan. They're cheap, they're low-lying, lying, cheating.
Where did you get this idea about Uzbekistan?
I knew a guy. Let me tell you something. When we were stationed in Germany, you know, I was over there as part of that the NATO field exercises, and they had a guy who was a bartender. Who was from. I said, where are you from anyway? Because he talked really weird. He said, I'm from Uzbekistan. And this guy spent the whole night with his hand in the till, as God is my witness. You know what? You know how I know why? Because we bought him drinks, and he passed out dead drunk, right? They found him the next morning, propped up in the chair, passed out dead drunk, the drawer to the cash register over, and his hand is right there in the drawer. Hey?
Yeah, okay.
Are you telling me you base your entire opinion on the Uzbekistan, or whatever it is?
Uzbekistan, okay?
Yeah, okay, bud. On the Uzbekistan people, on the fact that you bought this guy drinks, he passed out dead drunk, he woke up next morning, he have hand in till.
You know what?
You see what's happening, Phil? I'm getting so confused by this guy's story, I'm starting to talk like English is my second language. What are you laughing at?
Yeah, see, this is the problem that I've got, Henry. You start laughing at stuff, and it really tightens me up.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but that was the funniest thing I think I've ever heard. I'm talking like English is my second language. Right now, no score, the United States and Germany, as the Germans are in the American end, as they press the attack, the ball into the box down low. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Americans back in the box that's headed out of there by the Yanks, but the Germans try to kick from the middle of the field. Now a centering kick, and brother, that could have been bad.
Well, the American player came in there at the last minute. That was Gonzalez.
It was Omar Gonzalez that came in and headed the ball away. Oh, man, what a game. What a game. And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, philhenryshow.com. Very good to have you guys with us on this gorgiosus kind of a day. It's been cloudy down here at the beach, but I suspect that it is going to get a little bit warmer and a little bit brighter as the... And the thing about summer is I love summer so much.
Well, you know summer, Phil, you know the song by the door, Summer's Almost Gone.
Well, we don't have to sing that song. We're just barely a week. What's the date today, bud?
Get it here in a minute. Today is June the 26th.
5 days into the summer. Five. We got a whole summer ahead of us, so it's going to be a beautiful thing. Remember to enjoy every single day. Don't be looking ahead to tomorrow. Don't be looking at yesterday. Fuck that. Remember the Phil Henry Show logo, the Phil Henry Show saying, don't look ahead to tomorrow. Don't look at yesterday. Fuck that. Okay?
Well, what is that supposed to mean, Phil? Am I supposed to go into the day with that as my marching order?
Exactly. Exactly. Because neither one of those things exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Yesterday doesn't exist. They do not exist. Those thoughts you have are the only thing that come close to those things existing. But they don't really exist. Those are just neurons in your brain recharging and charging the same thought over and over again. The only thing that's real is right now. And they see, this is gone now.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, see, Phil, you're getting into some of that existential stuff. You're starting to blow me away with some of that stuff.
You talking about blowing you?
Did I say blowing me, for Christ? God.
Take it easy, General.
You know what? Where's the coffee?
Phil made some, but then I drank it all.
Well, you know what, Margaret? With all due respect, goddamn you, down to the pork pit.
The pork. So that portion of hell where they only barbecue pork. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck you.
Oh, man. Yeah, see?
That was very cruel.
Why don't you go make some coffee, Margaret?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Daddy.
Well, why did she drink the last coffee?
You know, General, this is a language, ladies and gentlemen, that only these two speak with each other. It isn't enough on this show to tell somebody to go to hell. It is, that's, no, no, no. You have to send them to the pit. They have to be sent off to pit four. They got to book a reservation there in the napalm suite. You just can't say go. And now the General has sunk to a new low.
Wait a minute. That's not a new low, okay? That's a low. That's about a one-week-old low. All right.
Yeah, well, dude, you made it up a week ago, but it's a low.
Well, General, you know full well that when you tell a woman to go to the pork pit, that's the part of hell, ladies and gentlemen, that only pork gets barbecued in.
Yes, and so in other words, I'm pork, I'm a pig. Get it? Do you get it? Oh, shut up, Phil.
Margaret's emotional.
Yes, and the only thing that saves me from a homicide charge is the fact that there's a nice warm toilet. Forget it.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story here. No score, U.S. and Germany. And we'll be back with Jeff Dowder and with the coach in a moment. I'm going to tell you a story. Back in the early 1980s, the Reagan administration had hired a Secretary of Agriculture who was fired very shortly into his tenure. And the reason why he was fired is because he had made a comment that made it onto tape. And the comment, and you look this up. I don't even remember the guy's name. And this is here's a kick in toward Howard, and once again, it goes wide of the net. And the comment was made by this secretary, the Germans. This is a hell of an attack. They spread that field out, man. It's not enough to get... guys on the attack in type, but the Americans did the right thing. They brought all their guys in around the net when they realized they weren't exactly going to keep up with that attack on the outside, you know?
Phil, would you tell the story for Jesus H. Christ?
Sorry. This Secretary of the Agriculture was heard on tape saying that the only thing black people needed were loose shoes and a warm place to shit.
What are you talking about? That was Ronald Reagan?
No, not Ronald Reagan. It was a guy that he hired to be the Secretary of Agriculture. He was immediately fired because it was a racist, crude comment. But for some reason, I thought about it when you, Margaret, were in there.
Oh, so you're saying the only thing I need...
No, I didn't say that, but it sounded like it.
I was going to say the only thing I need are loose shoes and a warm place to you-know-what. And now you're telling me that somebody said that about a black man? Oh!
Jesus!
Well, my God, Phil!
That is kind of cruel, Mr. Henry, to say that.
Okay, it's crude of the guy from the Reagan administration to say it. It's a crude thing to say and a racist thing to say, but now there's Margaret in there saying, but it happens to be true in her case.
I didn't say a warm place to shit. I said a warm place to... Never mind.
Well, you said a warm place to doo-doo.
A warm place to go doo-doo, yes. You know, I can't see your face, but I can tell that you're probably giving that ooh look.
All right, Margaret, close the door and be quiet.
I shut it.
Thank you, bud. No score. U.S. and Germany going back and forth in the middle of the field right now. There have been some great, as they say, opportunities for both clubs. The U.S. playing some brilliant defense there down around the goal and getting lucky. Here comes Germany down to that end again. I guess it's time for us to go down to Brazil at the beer tent there. Outside of the stadium is Vernon Dozier and Jeff Dowder. And we have Jeff Dowder on the line right now. Jeff, how's it going?
Right now, Phil, we're enjoying a game here with some of the German fans. As you know, Coach Dozier made a couple friends. Right now, Bradley's getting talked to by the referee. My guy, yellow card, maybe got a pink card.
Give me the phone, will you, Phil? Right now, Bradley. Once again, Bradley has attempted a tackle on the field that has drawn the ire and the interest of the referee. This is Uzbekistan. General, what's it?
This is the Uzbekistan. I told you those guys are the cheap creeps.
I don't know anything about that, but this is the Uzbekistani referee. He's been riding Bradley pretty hard. I mean, if you rode him any harder, I'd ask him to put a condom on. You know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah, that's great.
Give it here. What'd you give it to me for? I don't want to talk anymore.
Hey, get the general back on, will you?
He wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
Look, general, because I don't laugh at everything you say.
All right, but I mean, you make me sound like when I don't get a laugh with a line like that, that it sounds like I'm some kind of an amateur punk, some creep, you know, just some lousy amateur punk. Okay.
Well, it wasn't funny.
What did he say? I'm back. And yes, I am. I washed my hands. That's why I'm drying off.
I see. Margaret, are you there?
Yes, it's me. What?
I said, if the referee rides Bradley any harder, I'm going to ask him to put a condom on.
Okay.
Fuck this.
Hey, get him back on.
Yeah? Why do you keep... Phil, you keep making me look like your bitch. I mean...
That's what's going to happen if you keep on... here's the phone. Take the phone. I don't want to be on the air anymore. Nobody laughed at my joke.
All right now, they just sent the ball in. Oh, what a save by Howard! What a save! And it's in the net, 1-0 Germany. Howard can't be all places at all times, Phil. The Germans just scored, 1-0 Germany. Tim Howard made a phenomenal stop on the right side of the net. The ball was cleared, went back out to the Germans, kicked in on the left side of the net. Tim Howard, no way he's going to get back for that kick, and they're going to show it on a replay again here. The ball goes wide to the right, goes in. Howard makes a phenomenal stop. The Americans don't get back. It went directly to a German foot. Bang. Right. What a shot. I mean, the goal itself hit the left rear of the net, hit the left back corner of the net. But the initial stop by Tim Howard was phenomenal. And it's just too bad that the Americans trotting back there. I'm looking at this guy, Bradley. He's pissing me off. He's trotting back.
Well, yeah, we just saw it. Any comments?
Well, it's not 4-0.
Germans back on the attack again here with 55 minutes into this game. 1-0 Germany. The Americans have shown a good ability to, you know, get the ball into the German end. There's a great tackle, but nope, the Germans just got a card. At least Americans get the ball now. But the fact is... we have not maximized our potentialities, in the words there of Benny Blanco, and the Germans have. The Germans won nothing.
And I'll tell you again, Phil, Howard made a fantastic stop on the right side of the net. The ball went right straight back to a German attacker. the Americans, while they were down, well, here come the Germans again now. They got a 3-on-3 here. The ball on the far right side of the net, now it's cleared out by the Americans. What happened was it went right to a German attacker. The Americans did not get back in cover, and he just kicked the ball straight into the back right corner of that net, and Tim Howard had been all the way over to the other side, and then he had to come back. He just doesn't get any help. These guys are lazy around that net, period.
Well, and don't take away from the German ability of the team. I mean, these guys, that was a great kick. I mean, the ball came out to that guy. The Americans, I know what you mean about Bradley. Bradley kind of turned around as if he was feeling real good about the Americans having stopped that. The Americans didn't stop it. You know, Tim Howard did. He turns around. He starts trotting back toward the German attacker. That guy kicks the ball right straight into the back right of the net. And Howard, making that dive, couldn't stop it.
Well, so looks like I'm going to be doing nothing but drinking beer here. And
by the way, I didn't hear any Germans cheering there.
I was going to say, you're in the German at the beer tent, right?
I was sitting with some Germans, but they left. Maybe they don't like me anymore. Maybe they think my Nazi humor ain't funny. I don't know what, but this is I'm in a haunted house right now. It's just me and Doubter.
Yeah, it's just me and Coach Dozier right now, Mr. Henry, because Coach Dozier was going Sieg Heil and ha-ha-ha and Nazi. And
I didn't say Nazi. I said, you're the one that said swastika.
I thought I saw a swastika, yeah.
So they all left, and right now there's no one here. There's a guy sweeping up, and they've got this video game that's playing over and over and over again.
So what am I hearing in the background?
Some cheap, carny video game that's going ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know.
1-0 Germany. All right, Coach, we'll check back with you just before we go off the air, okay?
Yeah, you do that.
Boy, that's a real heartbreaker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, but it's nothing that I wasn't expecting. Now, I was expecting, I think the Germans will get another goal here.
You said 4-0.
All right. I said 4-0. I'll stand by that. In my heart, I don't think it'll be 4-0. I think now it's probably going to be 2, but I think the Germans will get another goal. The Americans have got to equalize. They've got 32 minutes to do it, man. That's a half an hour of soccer. They got to get a goal back. And they did it against Portugal. This ain't Portugal. This is Germany. And if they get that goal back, there's their draw. Now, they can't play for the draw. After they get the goal back, they got to play for a win, man. They got to play for a win.
This man that's going off, Brad Davis, he looks German. See, a lot of these guys look German, but they're not German. And I get confused. Even though he's wearing an American jersey, I think he's a German. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
What about that guy? Does he look German?
No. He looks Hispanic because he is. His last name is Bedoya.
Yes, he's Hispanic. He's American. Can we be Americans here, or is that asking too much?
Oh, get a load of you, Mr. Egalitarian. Yes, we can be Americans. I'm very culturally diverse. I'm very interested.
That's great, and I'll be interested too, but right now, I'm extremely disappointed. The Americans, once again, another German player goes down. Americans get called for this. That's that Schweinsteiger guy.
Now, what does that mean? You know what Schweinsteiger means? That's German. Schweinsteiger is German for the big penis on a pig, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Isn't that what that is?
Margaret, but Margaret, you're...
Why'd you call yourself when you're talking?
I called him Margaret because I'm...
All right, I'll call you General. How's that?
You have absolutely shocked me. Are you calling me a pig again?
No, I am not. I said, doesn't Schweinsteiger mean large penis on a pig?
How would I know that, you ass? Excuse me.
What did I do?
Well, what are you asking her for? First of all, you said, why don't you go down to the pork section of hell, whatever that means. Oh, I know what it means. It means that's where they barbecue pork.
Yes, that's right.
Then you're asking her what Schweinsteiger means. Does that mean large penis on a pig? How would she know that?
She's the one that's all international with the whole, you know, I speak the... And she speaks the gobbledygook.
Yeah, she's only talking about how she speaks the Germanica.
No, she doesn't. She talks about how she speaks French.
I speak some German.
Would you come in here, please?
What?
You speak German.
Yes, I speak German the same way I speak French. It is a matter of enunciation, and the proper, obviously, accent. For instance, Schweinsteiger. You see, if I went up to a German and I was in Berlin or I was in Hamburg, and that's what you call it by, and you don't call it Germany, you call it Deutschland or Deutschland, you see?
What?
Well, it's, you know what Deutschland is?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, Deutschland. I've never, I haven't heard the Kochaland.
I didn't say the Kochaland. I said, get a load of him.
Yeah, Mr. Internet, it's Dorkland, right?
No, it's not Dorkland, Mr. Comedy. Not Dorkland.
No, you said that for comedy effect, didn't you?
No, I did not. You said it was Dorkland.
Nobody said it was Dorkland, Dickman. They ought to call it Dickmanland because everybody over there is probably just like you, a real dickhead. Why don't they call it Dickheadland?
You're not the first guy to make fun of my last name. I don't care no more.
There's an American down on the field. Play is being stopped by the Uzbekistan referee. Ball back to Germany. And there's another tackle. All kinds of physical play. All kinds of physical. Yellow card now on the Americans. Yellow card on what's this cat's name, man?
That's that Jeremiah. Isn't that the Jukabubu?
What do you come up with these names, man? Anyway, the Americans have got a yellow card on them on this tackle. All shin bone all the time. That's got to hurt, man. God, when you go shin against shin, man, Jesus.
Yeah, the coach thinks that that's Becca Meyer, whatever the hell that... He's the guy with that stupid-looking hairdo.
Those are called dreadlocks.
Kyle Beckerman.
Figure a guy with a German name, and he ain't German.
He's American, man. God.
All right, Phil, just bite my head off.
What uniform is he wearing?
Yeah, he's got on a white jersey. That's the only thing about that.
Well, Coach Dozier did say that he doesn't like us wearing white.
Well, you know, Coach Dozier can just stick it in his can. I don't care what he says. He doesn't like us wearing white. That guy's name was Beckerman, all right? I guess it is time to get back to the coach and to Jeff Dowder in Brazil. Coach, I wanted to ask you, this guy Beckerman, did you see that play?
Yeah, I saw the play. The guy went up and he attempted to get the ball. It was illegal tackle. He hit the guy's shin. He saw the guy in pain. That was one play where I don't think the guy was faking it. I think that had to have hurt. And so he gets a yellow card. He gets one more. His ass is out of the game. That's all we need. We just need to lose another player, and that'll be fantastic. It's 1-0 Germany right now. They're running us around. They're making us look stupid. I just don't think that we have the guts or the firepower. Look at this. Here's a ball. Oh, shoot. The goalie comes right out. The Americans had a breakaway. I guess we call that in hockey. One player out in front of everybody else, but the ball was led too much, and the goalie came out and broke it up.
Yeah, I just saw that. Now Germany with a foul called. He ran right into the American player on that particular play. So as we've been making this point, and I'm sure you guys are saying that as well, it's a real physical game.
Here's Jeff Dowder. Jeff?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Coach. You know, we're looking at a lot of the physicality of it. Beckerman is down on the field now talking about Americans and everything like that. I've seen at least two or three of the American players spoken to by the referee. There's all kinds of jaw-jacking going on now between Beckerman and another one of the Germans. And it's very clear to me and anybody that's seeing this that the Americans is getting frustrated by the great defense of the Germans.
I was going to say that. That's a very good point. The Americans seem to be getting frustrated. We knew that this game was turning physical in the first half. And no doubt it was intended to be a physical game by the American team. And the Germans, I think, were intending it to be physical as well. But like I said to you, when you get into a physical match with another team, it takes you off of your game. It takes you off of what you need to do to score the ball. You get back into a game of retaliation. Now Germany, with that 1-0 lead, because the United States got, once again, lazy down there around the goal. And nobody's going to tell me, and I haven't heard any of the professional commentary of this piece of, excuse my language, of this piece of shit.
Well, you're just angry.
Yeah, I'm angry. You've goddamn right I'm angry. I said after that loss to Portugal that I'd have that team back out on the field after the stadium cleared out, and I'd have them run that play over and over and over again until somebody started to drop from heat press. And that I'd do the same thing until someone's tongue is hanging out of their head and they're bleeding from the ears. Here. Yeah, the coach is pissed off. He went to walk it off. I'm getting myself a beer. You gotta have another beer.
You know, the beers are gonna dehydrate you.
Hold on, I heard that. Give me the phone. I heard that, Phil. What do you think? You're talking to a Cub Scout here? We're in Brazil, okay? There's all kinds of chicks running around with the greatest asses I've ever seen. All right?
I do not want to listen to this.
Well, Margaret, you ought to listen to this, because this is God's honest truth. I'm looking at women for the first time in my life. There's beautiful ass everywhere you look. You're up in the United States, and all I see is that flat suburban ass. Not down here. There's beer. There's chicks and thongs, okay? And I'm going to go have myself a beer.
I can't argue with that, especially the way this game is going, Mr. Henry. Right now, Germany 1, USA 0 here from Brazil. It's Jeff Dowder here along with the coach.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Oh, you cut him off.
The whole professional lockout thing.
What'd you think of the comment he just made?
What do you want me to say? You know.
What does that mean? What do you mean he said? He just absolutely insulted every American woman.
He's down there, and he's looking at Brazilian ass, as he says. And he's loving it, and he's got a brew. I got to be honest with you. If I were where he is, I'd probably be doing the same thing, man. Having myself a beer, sitting back, and looking at all of, looking at the scenery. What the hell's wrong with that?
You know, you men, the way you talk, you think you guys have got the toughest jobs in the world.
We do, to be honest with you.
We do. Really? And what job is that?
The job sometimes of staying ahead of the... We are expected to be the world beaters, to be the hunters and the gatherers and the ones that have the power, okay? So we're out there fighting. Every single day of our lives, we're fighting. And one of the reasons why we're fighting is because we know that our women expect that of us. Because if we don't, then they're going to go, ooh, deep Germany ready to break U.S. hearts. That's the headline right now from the Wall Street Journal. As a matter of fact, the headline now is Germany, U.S. tied at the half, 0-0. Well, this is old news, because right now what we've got is a 1-0 German game. U.S. top court curbs presidential power on appointments. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday ruled against President Barack Obama by cutting back the power of the White House to temporarily fill senior permanent posts. Okay, so when facing partisan opposition in Congress, although it stopped. Okay, so that's a headline that the Tea Party people will only read part of. They won't read the whole story. So,
well, Phil, don't get into the Tea Party just because we're losing. You want to start blaming them for it?
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll blame the Tea Party for the fact that we aren't winning this game. If we didn't have the Tea Party, we'd be winning the game. I'm joking. So you just heard there Coach Dozier, who's looking at all that ass in Brazil. We also heard there from Jeff Dowder, and you and I have spent part of this day together. As the game is far from over, we have 22 minutes and change left in the game. The Germans lead the Americans 1-0. It was a goal that would break your heart. I feel bad for Tim Howard. I really do.
Well, you say Tim Howard, you know, but, you know, again, he's got to stop those plays.
Yes, Phil, whether or not the team around him is playing well, he has to stop those goals.
Well, he's not going to be able to stop a goal. He stopped one that went this way, then the other one within the blink of an eye is coming back the other way. Four Americans out in front of him. Four. There were four Yanks out in front of that goal when that ball caromed out to the German, whoever he was, and I don't give a damn. He put his foot on it, and boom, one of the greatest kicks you're ever going to see.
Well, that's it. He threaded the needle.
Oh, he didn't thread any freaking needle. You got those Yanks out there, and again, this image in my mind is going to be there for a long time. That guy Bradley trotting back. I saw that bald-headed mother trotting back there after the ball got cleared. He's trotting because he's thinking, oh, well, this ball's going way downfield and we can just trot on down there and go on the attack. No, it just went right to this guy who put that thing in the net. I'm not impressed at all. I'm not impressed at all. Now they're showing the Americans down there and they're all happy. These are American fans. What are you happy for, you dumbasses? Oh, we got a corner kick. We got a corner kick. So let's see what happens here. 69 minutes and 56 seconds into this game, a corner kick. Let's see if the Americans can put this in, sailing to the middle, and it immediately is headed out by the Germans, so that sucks. It sucks huge. All right, everybody, that's where that's at. It's been a very fantastic morning. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, America, for breaking my heart. Again, our prediction, a 4-0 game, probably will be 2-0. If the results hold, the United States advances, Germany wins group. Oh, so we do advance? I don't understand this at all.
What is that? I thought we were out of the tournament if Germany wins.
Germany will win the group. I don't know what it means.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Phil Hendry, not very well this morning, produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre. Phil.
Excuse me.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show was not very well produced this morning by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on the Sideshow Network. Get your tickets now for the world famous Phil Hendry Show, The World of Phil Hendry, Truth is Our Bitch, July 30th at the Hollywood Improv.
This game sucks.
Really?
My dad.